Yes, all these machines are fine as long as they work.
Firstly, let me say to you my defense. I am heartened that you take so much trouble to record my words. But let me reassure you that, as you know from past times, my words are often repeated.
So, yes, that's true.
Do not become too concerned about any failings of your earthly instrument.
But we will be getting a new machine because, quite obviously, it's very important material that we are recording. And we wish to do it justice.
Well, again, my dear friend, I thank you most sincerely for those kind words. Yes, it helps if you can show to others the words of truth. And for this, from my world, we are eternally grateful to those of you who have the desire to spread the words of truth.
Well, we do realize that we're a very big team, all those in your world, as well as the few here.
One cannot function without the other. Remember this always. Always we are given much in the way of gratitude from those in your world. But let me repeat that without your dedication and your love of life, these events could not take place. Therefore, our need of you is as great as your need for us.
We do appreciate your reassuring words.
Yes. I hope that each one of you felt some upliftment from last time.
Yes.
Because it was felt that each one of you in your own way was in need of some little upliftment.
We have our periods of being busy, and that happens from time to time.
Yes, I would like to say that it would seem that at this time of your year, in this country that you inhabit, so many of you have energy levels which are depleted. In the same way as your plants and trees and animals become still for the winter of your years.
Yes, I was going to say, not having the sun makes you feel a little bit.
Yes. But what I would like you to try to understand at this point in your development is that you have full control over your energy levels. The quietness is the time for rejuvenation. And it is important for you all, especially at this particular time of your quieting down, that you seek quietness in order for the spirit to be uplifted and the energy patterns to maintain their levels of energy. So again, I am saying to you, my dear friends, that I am giving responsibility back to each one of you. How much responsibility can one take? I hear. But let me say, and if it seems a little harsh, I do not wish it to be that way. But you are entirely responsible for your own well-being and your physical lives.
Yes.
When we can step in and help to uplift you, then of course we do. We will always try to support and help you in any way that we can. But as you know full well, we are limited in what we can do for you. We can, as I have said previously, we can guide and uplift you, but we cannot interfere with your own free wills. But I would like you to ponder on my words this time about responsibility for your own energy levels.
Yes, I think we do better in that regard as we learn more about energy and energy and consciousness, and it seems to fit in well with my reading at the moment. But I feel the more we understand about energy and consciousness, the better we are able to handle it.
Yes. As consciousness expands, so too must you know minute forms of energy. You also expand. The only difference is that as human beings, you have a greater responsibility for that expansion of energy that you are. Do you understand?
Yes, the responsibility is ever increasing.
Yes, it does not become more simple. In fact, I would say that life in the knowledge which you have becomes ever increasingly more difficult because of the knowledge you have the responsibility known to you. So you see, much of my time in the past months has been to guide you to ever widening consciousness, to help you unfold spiritually. spiritually to help you to recognize that being within, that true self. After all, in that recognition of self, there lies all knowledge. And that is what we are endeavoring to do with you all, my friends.
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful and sobering thought.
I hope that your minds open and expand as time continues, because there is much for you to experience, provided that the love to experience comes from the heart and not from the thinking. Remember that we have spoken of this.
There's always the danger of becoming too intellectual and too, shall I say, detached.
Yes. Now, because we are quite small in numbers, perhaps we could spend some time with any questions you wish to raise.
Well, I know there are several, several of us have read something by a Japanese gentleman, Masaru Emoto, and he has done some very interesting experiments with various different waters, and he seems to have highlighted the fact that good thoughts change the energy within water. And you have told us about water having all this energy within, but the good thought and the good word and good music all seem to have an effect on water, such that when our moisture films are frozen, I think you would probably freeze them on glass slides, then the little snowflake ice crystal patterns have extreme beauty. But the reverse happens when water is subjected to bad thoughts and bad conditions, then there is no beauty in the crystallization. It just forms a mess of ice. Well, to begin with, does this make sense in your thinking that the good influence has a good effect on water?
I will say this to you. I have listened to your words quietly, and what I wish to say to you is this. This has begun to reinforce all that I have taught you.
Yes, that's precisely my feeling.
Have I not told you, my dear friends, that the power of thought is the most powerful thing that you will ever possess in this human form. Firstly, that power of thought is crucial for all of mankind to survive this physical. Being. Forgive me for that lapse, but there was input from others who felt the need to speak to you.
Yes,
it
I understand.
Took me just a moment to gently say that I must speak with you, because my words to you, my dear friends, are acceptable and may not be quite so acceptable from another person's voice.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
But many wish to speak on this subject.
Yes.
Because the power of thought is all things, all actions, deeds, start from the thought. So the simple answer to you, my dear friend, is that the gentleman you have named is only reinforcing what I have already taught you.
Yes. At the same time, he seems to be approving scientifically
yes.
what has been said.
He is being influenced. He is being given help in that direction.
Yes.
That his words, because of his standing, will be accepted by many
yes.
who would otherwise deny such a thing.
Yes, well, he's written a very good book, and I think that must have quite an impact.
And again, it is a very fine illustration of what rebounded thoughts can do.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, and what he has done in relation to water seems to connect with so many other things. There is on record a priest who has fed holy water to a canna plant, and that plant has grown four times the size of other plants in that locality that did not receive holy water or blessed water.
Why do you not, my dear friends, take this information and also what I have told you and use it for yourselves, for the betterment of your own health? Use the thought for the water that you drink,
yes.
for the food that you eat, and we have spoken of the plants in the fields, in the gardens.
Yes.
All of these things respond to thought in the same way that healing thoughts are given to those in need.
It is on record that plants grow faster when nice music is played to them.
Yes.
Conversely, there's one type of music which has a reverse effect, called heavy metal.
It is to do with the vibration. Yes, yes, we have touched upon also.
Yes.
But now you are seeing examples of my words.
We are indeed.
I did say, when first I came to you, that there would be other sources of confirmation.
Yes.
And this is what is now happening.
Yes, yes indeed.
I am sorry to interrupt, my dear friend. My dear friend who has just spoken. I do not often speak on personal levels, but I want you to be aware that at times you are becoming overtired.
Yes.
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 Please be aware that the physical body also needs rest, that the spirit needs to be rested also, and that you must always, at all times, be aware of the need of physical rest.
Yes. Yes, yes, thank you. I'm sure you're perfectly correct about that. I was beginning to have some feelings about that.
Yes, we know. Now, if you would like to ask.
Yes, we were lucky enough to have a visitor from another planet. I feel very privileged. But would I be correct in thinking that other groups such as ours would have had visitors from planets just the same, in the same way? If we weren't just the only group that this happened to.
Of course, as I have just said, there will be confirmation of all that occurs within this group. I am not the only one who has come at this time of your evolution to teach. I believe I have told you that many of us have gathered at this time in order to come and teach the truth that at this time, as in the past, it has been denied. It cannot be denied this time.
Mm-hmm.
If only I could tell you how much effort those of us in our world have put forward to help you human beings, you would, I am sure, be truly amazed. So, yes, whatever is being told here will be confirmed from elsewhere.
Yes.
There are groups such as yourselves throughout your world who are doing exactly what we are doing here.
And are ready to accept a visitor from another planet and people like yourself.
Of course, it can only be given to those of you whose minds are open to such information. There are too many who would deny such a thing, whose minds are not open to that expansion of consciousness. After all, we have spoken for many of your earthly years now. But it is not the words that is important, although they are to many. It is that your understanding and your own developments be such that your way of life and your words are the truth and the pathways for others. It is your light that will attract others to accepting the truth.
Do you understand? Yeah. So would you say, Sandra, that all those who would be ready to accept your word will in some way find themselves into a group?
No, Doris.
Yeah.
Remember, it has taken many lifetimes for people such as we have here to come together once more. One individual who is open to truth will always find their own pathway. But those from my world who have come to teach have taken a long time to find groups such as this, who are dedicated, who are simple and open-minded. And by saying simple, please do not take that as you understand it in the world. When I use simple, I mean purity of spirit. All of these attributes are not with everyone. So again, I say to you, my dear friends, that you may regard yourselves as chosen in as much as we have waited a long time for you.
Any questions, Mark? When I come here, I go, I'm very, very happy knowing that someone is looking after me. And I feel honoured to be able to come to this room.
Yes. You see, there is the simplicity of your words, that you feel honored. Perhaps honored is not the correct word, but that you are humbled, and that is who we wish to teach the truth to. People who are humble in their thinking. People who can show love to their fellow man. People who can join together as you do, without envy or greed of another being. All of these attributes are with you, my dear friends. And once more I will say that we welcome the love that you give back to us.
Can I mention another scientific area which I think has become very important to that? May well connect with Mr. Emoto's work. And that is kinesiology, the healing kinesiology, which is muscle testing. Now at first, a chemical in a small vial, which would be harmful for the body, if that is merely held close to a person who is muscle tested, that muscle will go weak. But if the vial contains the substance that is beneficial to the body, then that muscle will stay strong. So, and this is the principle of muscle testing, and it's called kinesiology. But the good thought, of course, can also induce strength in the muscle, and the bad thought induces weakness in the muscle, in the muscle testing. And it struck me that this is rather similar to the influence of good and bad thoughts on water that the other gentleman was experimenting with.
Yes. I am familiar with the words that you have used. This action has been known of for a long time in your world.
Yes, in our world I think about 30 years.
Yes, no, much longer. Much longer.
Yes.
But let me say this for you, that every single cell within the human form is almost as individual as each human being.
Yes.
Each cell within the muscle responds to whatever is happening without, as well as the workings of the body within.
Yes.
Are you following?
Yes, yes.
Now, these individual cells have the ability to work with each other or against each other. And that is the power of the thought that is coming to them. Again, it is to do with the thinking of the human being. Whether it be muscles, whether it be skin, whether it be whatever part of the human frame you wish to mention, it has a reaction to what is good and what is negative. But of course, as you know, positive and negative are necessary for all of existence. But we are speaking of something different when we speak of negative thought. Let me say, with this type of treatment, and that is what it is called at this particular time, that the muscle tested will respond subconsciously to the thoughts of the person who is tested.
Yes, it's a way of communicating with the body directly.
Yes, and therefore that is the way the muscles will respond.
So without this...
What I wish to say to you is this, that the human being instinctively knows what is good and what is bad for its own well-being. That knowledge lies within every cell, every atom of the physical makeup of the body. Are you beginning to follow me?
Yes, so one human being is rather like a huge colony.
Yes. Yes. And that physical being has the responsibility of listening to the small voice from within. And that is where the spirit being comes to the fore. If this is ignored, then we have all kinds of problems. The body does not listen to what it is being taught. Remember that I am simplifying all of these things for you. It is a little more complicated than my words, but I am endeavoring to tell you that ultimately all of these things stem from quietness and listening to that still, still voice from within, which is your own spiritual self. The body instinctively should know what substances are right and which are wrong for that particular physical being.
So the principle involved in kinesiology is really very different from that involved in Mr. Emoto's auto experiments.
Slightly. There is an element of thought, as I have said to you, but it is for the human physical being. It is a matter of knowing instinctively what is good and what is bad. Whereas the water reacts instantaneously to either positive or negative thought. Water is more energy, after all. The human physical being is rather more complicated in its structure. You have to remember this when you are making comparisons.
Yes.
I hope that has been a little helpful.
Yes, I think you indicate that while the kinesiology has been published in book form for the last 30 years, it has been known for much longer.
Yes. All it does is highlights the fault of the human being in recognizing what its own faults are. The human form should recognize instantaneously what is right and what is wrong for its own well-being. But again, this is a process which has been forgotten and which mankind needs to reintroduce into his own thinking.
Yes, I get the impression it's a very important area for us.
Yes.
And it's the principle seems to be extended into charting the development of consciousness.
Yes.
Which could perhaps make it, as far as our understanding goes, even more important.
Yes, I agree with you there. Yeah. Yes. No. I feel that for this time you have enough to think about. Again.
Yes.
My words are being repeated, but on a different subject. But do you see, my dear friends, how all the thoughts come back to the same thing?
Yes, indeed. You've given us a very interesting evening again.
Well, I will leave you this time, of course, as always, with much love and support in your own lives. But let us finish this time with some self-development. I would suggest, perhaps, my dear lady friends, that as you are small in numbers, that perhaps each one could sit quietly and see what is given to them for another one within the room. Let us see how much they have grown in their own way in using that part of spirit which is mind. Let each of you see what can be picked up from another. Do you understand?
Yes, yes. So do as you say. See what we can pick up. Many thanks again.
I am always pleased to join with you. And as always, I leave you.